I know most of you guys have heard today about the tragedy of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, I-695, being struck by this apparently storage tanker that lost power and collapsed into the bridge. I want to show this video of this. I'm sure you've seen this probably a lot today, but I don't think you've ever seen the video like this. This is a video that kind of shows, you know, through animation, the different segmentations of this tanker colliding with this bridge. And, you know, the whole title of this video is, could this have been prevented? And it's interesting to kind of look at this. I'm not trying to start conspiracies, but I think we wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we didn't do our conduct our own investigation. I want you to watch this video and then we'll take a look at it. So there you can see was power loss number one. It loses power. What I find very strange, and this is sped up, is that it immediately recovers and it's still turning into the bridge. You see that thick smoke right there? And then watch this. Power loss number two happens. Smoke is still there, recovery once more, and I know that the pilots were calling Mayday, and then way too late, and you can see there's people working on the bridge, there's cars, and then look at how fast that thing just collapses. Now, I know, I'm not an engineer, okay? I'm not an engineer, but it seems, am I the only one that finds it very odd that this bridge, which is ginormous, it is absolutely huge, collapsed so quickly and in the specific areas that it collapsed? You could almost see right above my head that point of the bridge at the left of your screen. There seems to almost be a detonation charge up there. Again, I'm not trying to start a conspiracy. And God knows how heavy and how big. If you're an engineer, if you know about this stuff, let me know in the comments. But I'm going to give you some facts. I'm going to give you some actual evidentiary substance about this specific tanker, this specific storage ship, this boat, in just a second. But here, I want to cut to this clip right here, showing the enormity. I don't think people understand the scope and the macro perspective of how enormous this bridge is. Check this out. Okay, this is dash cam footage of a driver driving over the Baltimore Bridge that collapsed. I want you to just kind of watch this with me. So I think this truly reveals the scale of what has collapsed and how it collapsed so quickly and completely. Check this out. You can see, I mean, this is not a small bridge. This is a major I-695 in Maryland. Again, this is the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And it is absolutely enormous. This is not a small bridge. The specifications, the weight, the depth, the scope of this bridge is absolutely ginormous. I want to show you this clip of the mayor of Baltimore. A lot of people say he's the DEI mayor who's commenting on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key bridge. And let's watch what he has to say and then we'll talk about it. It's just a small clip. Check this out.
Everyone, this is a unthinkable a tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted, those families, pray for our first responders and thank them, all of them working together, city, state, local, to make sure that we...
That's the mayor of Baltimore? I mean, that guy looks like one of my kids' basketball buddies. That's the mayor of Baltimore? Am I the only one who sees, or is at least very, very concerned that that's our mayor and that's how he dresses to address a catastrophe like this? I mean, that guy can't be more than 20. How old is that guy? When I saw that, the first thing I thought was, is that LeBron James's assistant? Like, who is that guy? That's the mayor of Baltimore? Holy macadamia nut. If that, let me know in the comments. Am I overreacting? Because that strikes fear into my heart. I mean, that makes me more apprehensive, more nervous. And I've been touting it this entire time. DEI has killed higher education. DEI is making planes fall out of the sky. DEI has ruined corporate America. It's ruined businesses. It's ruined cities. It's ruined elections. It is the most parasitic, worst infection, worst virus that has ever plagued our beautiful country. Is this just another example of that? Am I overreacting? Let me know in the comments. Okay, the container ship apparently lost power, then smashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. This container ship was actually cited last year for a deficiency with its propulsion. Excuse me? The M/V Dolly also crashed while leaving the port of Antwerp in 2016. Across 27 inspections conducted since the Dolly was built in 2015, two deficiencies were flagged according to records from the EQSIS, the EQUASIS, which is the Electronic Quality Shipping Information System. Chilean authorities gave the Dolly a deficiency for propulsion and auxiliary machinery, gauges, thermometers in June of 2023. What in the world? How did this ship ever get to go out to sea again? Maryland Governor Westmore revealed Tuesday morning that the crew of the Dolly sent a mayday that the ship had lost power before the crash. The cause of the power loss is yet unknown, but officials said terrorism is not suspected. Here you can see a map of the collapse right here. But check this out. The ship was also given a deficiency for structural conditions described as hull damage impairing seaworthiness following a 2016 collision while leaving the port of Antwerp, Belgium in 2016. Here's some more interesting news. According to the Maritime Incident Archive shipwreck log, the Dolly was attempting to leave the container terminal to head to Bremerhaven, Germany, Deutschland, Schweinsteiger. Sorry, I had to do that. When its bow reportedly swung around, causing the stern to scrape the side of the quay and damaging several yards of the hull. Okay, so I have a few questions. I have a few concerns. How in the world did this ship get clearance to set sail and to carry probably very, very important goods and products? You could see it was a major, one of those huge storage Maersk travel cargo ships. How in the world did this ship get clearance with that many issues with their propulsion system? The reason this is so important, the reason I'm doing this video is because when you look at the video, you can see the sharp veer. Here, let's watch it again. You can see, but I want you to look out for this. The sharp veer right, when the power goes out, even though the power came on a couple of times, that sharp veer right has to do with the propulsion system, which enables the ship to control its navigation, its steering. Watch this one more time. Okay, right there you can see it loses power, gains power again in just a second. Look at those cars. My God, this is harrowing. This is awful. And then look at that. It veers into, almost like it was, I mean, I don't want to say intentional, but it veer, it like it's a sharp turn. It makes right into that, right into the bridge. Onto one of the legs there of the bridge. And it once it collapses and smashes, oh my gosh, look at those cars. That's just heartbreaking. Seems like it takes an eternity for it to actually smash. And then once it finally does, this massive bridge goes hasta la pasta. Oh my goodness. Oh man, I'm sending prayers to everybody who experienced all the families. This is awful. Iden saying it was an accident. the administration, all the left, liberal, democratic, woke-minded, so-called contributors, commentators, pundits—they all say, "Oh, don't try to say no." Well, if we don't investigate, if we don't look into things, if we don't understand problems by looking at it from multiple perspectives, there's no way to resolve these things. There is little doubt that America has an infrastructure issue. What happened to Biden's infrastructure plan that he was so proud of? What happened to all of that? I think what's probably most interesting is that the fact that this ship failed so many safety and inspection checks, the fact that it had propulsion system issues, which I think is kind of important when you're navigating the seas and going under bridges and going to American ports, carrying that much load, tons and tons and tons of cargo and goods and products. I think that's kind of important. Why was there no oversight? Where was the oversight? How did this ship get the green light? Well, here's one, maybe perhaps one clue. One clue might be that this guy is in charge of transportation. Check this out.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly Black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or it would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality, and I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it.
There you have it right there. There's our transportation secretary right there, Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg. I don't even know how to say his name. Buttigieg. Bridges are racists. Obviously, the bridge is a racist. Obviously, it was built to impede minorities and marginalized minorities. That bridge is racist. We can all agree on that reality, says our transportation secretary. But no, nobody wants us to look at that. No. That's just so... You're just digging holes, Nez. No, you're a conspiracy. How could you dare? How could you turn a tragedy into a political? No, this is nothing political. Just that's our transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, who thinks that bridges, inanimate objects, are racist. And then you wonder why these things keep happening. You wonder why planes are falling out of the sky. You wonder why trains are being derailed. You wonder why these strange, spooky explosions are happening in East Palestine and all these other places. You wonder why ships are running into bridges, killing God knows how many, causing logistical nightmares in the supply chain for God knows how long. A guy who thinks bridges are racist. That's what we have. That's Biden's America. That's the current state of our government, our administration. These are the people who are supposed to, we're supposed to be feel assured that they have our best interest in mind, that they have the safety of our families and our loved ones at top of mind. These are the people that we count on. I don't know. Call me crazy, but I think it's all related. Call me crazy, but I think DEI has a lot to do with it. Call me crazy, but that's just what I think. I want to turn this over to you guys. Obviously, I send my heartfelt prayers to all the families, all the victims of this tragedy at the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. God bless all of you. I hope you guys... can get all the resources and help that you need and desire. I want to hear from you, Nez Nation. What do you guys think of this awful tragedy? What do you think of what I'm saying? How in the world did this ship get cleared? Who's to blame for this? Who's to fault of this? Maybe there's nobody at fault. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I love my country. I want my country to win. This makes us look terrible. This makes us look awful. Never mind the million other things with our border, our infrastructure, everything that's happening with inflation, the economy. I mean, never mind all of this stuff, the migrant crisis, the fact that we look so weak. We got a president who can't even climb a flight of stairs. Never mind all that stuff. I love my country. I want my country to win. So I actually hope I'm wrong. If you're an engineer, if you're a pilot, if you know how these things work, let me know in the comments. I want to hear from you. As always, I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments personally. It's literally impossible. There's no way I can do it. So members and super chats, super stickers, you get top priority. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee for a whole month and it goes back into the channel so I can keep creating free content for you guys. In the pinned comment is our free Nez Nation Insider newsletter. It would behoove you, because it's free for crying out loud, to become an insider. It's in the pinned comment. Click on that link, or in the show notes, or in the description of the video. Once you click on that link, click on free newsletter, give us your best email, bada boom, you're in. You're always going to be in the know of when we go live, when we have new videos, exclusive breaking news, live breaking news, top stories, current events from yours truly. It's your sure-proof fail-safe way of always being in the know. Check out these videos coming up right here. I know you're going to absolutely love them. These were just posted. Check them out. As always, Nez Nation, God bless you, God bless your families, and God bless America. I'll see you soon.